T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. I don't want to hold this guy out. I can't believe he's doing this. It is 4:59 in Oakland, California right now. Yeah. Getting ready for game six.
Yeah.
Dave Feshek's out of live from Toronto. Number one Toronto media guy in the world. And he's from the Toronto Star. Dave, thank you so much for doing this. We didn't know we were getting you up this early.
Hey, guys, take it easy. I just got here. I flew in yesterday. I'm still on Eastern time. It's not a crazy effort here.
Dave, honestly, you know the reputation Philadelphia has for doing inappropriate stuff. The last city I ever thought would do stuff that's being compared to us is Toronto, Canada. What was your reaction when the fans cheered the terrible injury to Kevin Durant?
Yeah, look, I mean, I was in the arena, and I think it got overblown a little bit. This wasn't exactly Philly fans booing Santa Claus and booing safe landings at the airport, because it was so, you know, it was so quick. It was so impromptu. When you saw Durant go down, there was cheering. For I would say maybe 10 seconds, people cheered. I do think there was an immediate reaction that, holy crap, Durant is hurt. We just won the championship. And I think that was what the immediate reaction was. But as soon as people saw that, you know, he was, you know, grabbing the Achilles, and as soon as guys like a Philly guy like Kyle Lowry started sort of saying to the people, you know, putting his arms in the air and saying, hey, folks, take it easy here. We got a real injury on the court. As soon as people started to realize it wasn't just Durant falling, but it was Durant actually hurt in a way that was going to put him out probably for quite some time because it looked like the Achilles, then everybody, you know, turned in a big way. So,
all right, so they feel regret now, Dave.
You know, and I don't think they should regret it. I mean, I think it was a natural reaction. It's a competitive reaction, right? You just think, hey, one of their guys went down. That's good for us. And then when you come to your senses, you realize, of course, it's sad for him. It's sad for the sport. And people gave him the appropriate sort of send-off. They were chanting. I mean, I don't know if anybody in Philly would have been chanting KD, KD as he left for the exit. But people in Toronto were.
Oh, no, we're not on a high moral ground here ourselves, Dave. Don't worry about that. All right? But I was watching this documentary the other day, and a team was saying what it was like when they came into Philadelphia. They had taken the train, and I believe it was when the Yankees were playing the Phillies in 09, and they couldn't believe the language and the stuff that came out. What I couldn't believe, Toronto, it wasn't just the Durant thing. Now a video has surfaced of Dell Curry, who played in Toronto for 3 years, was with his wife. And I believe he was just walking into the hotel or into the arena. Listen to what the fans did to them. That's uncivilized. The guy played for you. What is going on in Toronto, Dave?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, I have no idea what that video is. I couldn't hear what was going on there. So I'm not gonna really say much about that. But, I mean, it's a competitive landscape here. Where, like, there is some hatred for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, is that not widespread? I mean, these guys are the supervillains of the NBA. These are the guys who ruined the NBA. And Durant is the guy who ruined the NBA when he decided to join this team. So, I mean, look, I'm not advocating cheering for the injury, but I am advocating cheering against these guys if you feel like you're tired of them winning. I mean, and certainly, what was it? I mean, there was a great poll before the series that 49 of the 50 states were cheering against the Warriors and adopting Toronto as their team because they're tired of Golden State winning, because they're tired of Steph Curry being the angelic supervillain, because they're tired of Klay Thompson. I mean, I think people want to change in the NBA, and that's what you're seeing here.
Absolutely. I'm curious, though, because we always hear Philly, we always look at Toronto like, I mean, that's hockey. They love hockey. Are the fans this vocal in hockey, or is it even more intense? Dave, what is it like in hockey compared to basketball?
That's a great point, actually. I mean, hockey fans, because hockey's been like the handed down sport from grandfather to grandson, and more like, you know, as you guys know, it's such a moneyed sport because we've had every law firm in Toronto since the turn of the last century has owned season tickets, and that's why the season tickets are worth so much money. Like, you know, a guy like a working stiff like me, I can't take my kid to a hockey game. And wow. Frankly, basketball tickets are nearly as expensive. But what has happened is because hockey is so moneyed, it's a quiet crowd. You know, they call it, it's a Bay Street is where the arena is. Bay Street in Canada is where Wall Street is. So it's a soup crowd. And so you don't get that kind of viciousness in a hockey crowd very often, even though hockey fans, if you go the rank and file, are really vicious. They're a bloodthirsty, fight-loving crowd. So basketball fans, it's traditionally been more of the common man, more of the cross-section of Toronto, which is a very multicultural city, a very young city. They're a younger crowd, and by definition, they're more fun. And
that's fascinating.
What you're seeing here.
All right, Dave, let me move on. I'm just how nervous is Toronto that the Raptors are going to blow this now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They blew game five. They should have won game five. They had, you know, they were up six with about 3 minutes to go. They had the momentum. They were absolutely decimating the Warriors. And then they allowed the guys you don't want to beat you in Curry and Thompson to make those three straight three-pointers down the stretch and get back in the game and ended up winning it. And they couldn't even get a good shot. I mean, Kyle Lowry gets that shot at the buzzer. It was a poorly executed play with 15 seconds to go. I thought Nick Nurse really blew that one by not calling a timeout, not running anything of note, just sort of – they. You know what they were guilty of, guys? And I think you can understand why. They were guilty of Kawhi watching. They thought Kawhi was going to deliver it. He didn't, like, the coach didn't even think he needed to run a play because Kawhi Leonard is so good. Well, we found out, you know, maybe it doesn't hurt to run a decent play, a la the one that beat the Sixers in the second round.
All right, so wait a minute. Here's what I'm getting then, Dave, that they're really angry that he didn't call a timeout to set up the last play. And they're probably really angry that he did call a timeout when he was up six, right? So he blew it both ways?
Well, I could sort of see the one with 3 minutes to go, guys, because, you know, Kawhi Leonard is sort of on his last legs. You know, this is a guy that they've been sort of figuring out how to get him to the finish line all year. And, of course, going as far as to sit him out of 22 regular season games. And so, like, he was really hurting. They played Kyle Lowry all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. So the idea that he called those timeouts, they actually called two back-to-back timeouts at the three-minute mark up six because he wanted to get Lowry and Leonard a breather for the stretch run. That made sense to me. But not calling a timeout with 15 seconds to go,
right,
when you've got – this is the first time in history where you've got – one possession to win the championship, down 1 point, you get a bucket, you win the thing. I mean, I have no idea what he was thinking there. I think every coach I know, maybe short of Phil Jackson, the Zen master, would have called a timeout there and actually ran something. They ran absolutely nothing. And then to hear Kawhi Leonard say, you know, we didn't really run anything. I mean, that's an indictment on the coaching staff.
No, you know what gets us in Philadelphia? They called a timeout and ran a play to beat us in game seven. They did it. They did it, Dave. And then they got to the next round or two rounds, and they suddenly chafed. One more for you. And again, this is our own self-interest here. We love Kawhi. Everybody does, Dave. What a player, right? He's going to be a free agent. What's the feeling in Toronto? Is if they win, is he more likely to stay? Give me a sense for right now what Kawhi's going to do after the season.
Nobody has a sense. I mean, anybody that tells you they do is making it up, in my opinion, because these guys keep it close to the vest. And more importantly, Kawhi keeps it close to the vest. I mean, to the point you're making is people are looking for reasons to believe, right? And the other day, somebody asked him, there was a report out that he'd bought a house, and somebody asked him if it was actually true. And he said, no, it hasn't happened. And then the entire city got really excited because he said, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
Which suggests.
Oh, man. Hey, he is, Dave. You know what? It'd be tough to lose him once you had him. I'll say this. Dave, let him know if you see him that we're ready to throw in the Liberty Bell. We would love to have him here. Dave, I can't thank you enough, man. We're big fans of yours here in Philly, and I appreciate you coming out with us today.
Always fun. Always fun. Thanks a lot.
Dave Fezzikow. He called. It was before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the West Coast, but he's still on East Coast time.
I'll be that's a tough turnaround.
This is the worst place to be in, up 3-2, going to the other team's building.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.